Welcome to For You. My name is Rainbow.
And my name is Elsie.
Elsie, have you ever been to an escape room?
Escape room? 密室逃脱? No, I haven't. But many of my friends have done it already, so I think I need to join them next time. Have you?
Yes. So much fun. So it was this place near Taipei Main Station, like an abandoned apartment.
Ooh.
And then they rented it out. It was really intense.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of those traditional Taiwanese apartments. Every single room had a different puzzle that we had to solve. But we failed. It was a team of like seven people.
Seven people.
But we still failed. And it was super sad. It was so hard.
Yeah, I heard it is hard, right?
So hard.
But it sounds really exciting, so I'm sorry that you didn't make it, but maybe next time we can try to escape from the room together.
Ooh, that would be fun. Yeah. So in today's article, we're going to talk about a really cool concept, an escape room, and that's actually right here in Taiwan. Are you excited?
Yes.
Ooh, let's check it out.
Reading.
Stupid Particle, a new kind of escape room. Escape rooms have grown in popularity over the last few years. In escape rooms, a team is locked in a set of rooms and must solve puzzles to escape. To add to the drama, each game has an exciting and mysterious story. It's also a race against the clock. The team must escape before the time runs out. A few years ago, four engineer friends played an escape room together. Afterward, they had plenty of ideas for how to improve the experience. In 2013, they founded Stupid Particle and opened Break Free, their first escape room. Now, Stupid Particle has several different games in Taipei, Taichung, and Hsinchu. The name Stupid Particle was chosen as every idea starts from a small, particle-sized inspiration. It might seem so stupid or crazy that it won't work, but we should follow it anyway. The name is meant to encourage others to follow their ideas and try new things in both escape rooms and life.
All right, so at the beginning of our article we have here says, escape rooms have grown in popularity over the past few years. When we say grown in popularity, we mean that they're becoming more and more popular. So escape room is now a trend.
Escape rooms 就在我们 introduction 的时候有说过是密室逃脱。那这些密室逃脱的地方呢 have grown in popularity, 越来越受到欢迎，越来越普遍。Popularity 这个名词呢就是受欢迎的程度，流行普及性。那它的形容词同学们应该都知道就是 popular, 受欢迎的。
So in escape rooms, a team is locked in a set of rooms and must solve puzzles to escape. In this sentence, we have two vocabulary words here. The first one is the verb lock, and that means to fasten or secure, close it up. So here's an example sentence for the word lock. Please make sure to lock the door at night so that no one gets in.All right, so lock can also be known as a noun, and that's how we can use it. If we're talking about a lock as a noun, then it's the device, the actual little lock, and you have to take the key, to keep your drawer or your locker closed.
所以在文章里头我们看到的 lock 是个动词叫做锁住那它本身也可以当作名词哦就代表锁的那个本身那文章里面呢、啊、我们把这个 lock 动词当作被动使用 is locked 来表示呢在密室逃脱当中啊一个团队会在几个房间当中 被锁住 And they must solve puzzles to escape.
Oh yeah, and that brings us to our second word, and that's puzzle. So this is also a noun and describes a game or a toy that's designed to test your knowledge. So usually when we talk about puzzles, we have like so many pieces, 200, 500, 2,000 pieces of puzzles that we can put together. But in the escape room, the puzzles might be a riddle or another not so traditional type of puzzle. So here's an example sentence. I'm almost done with this puzzle, but I can't find the last piece.
Where's the last piece? Puzzle 这个字呢，在文章中当名词，代表难题或是谜题。还有就是呢，我们通常生活上会看到的拼图。那我们说 to solve puzzles 叫做解决难题。那 puzzle 本身呢，还可以当动词来使用哦，代表是使人困惑的意思。那如果变成形容词，我们说 puzzled 就是感到困惑的。For example, when somebody has puzzled look or expression on the face, 代表这个人呢，露出困惑的表情。So this team has to solve puzzles in order to get out of the rooms.
Oh, so the next part of the article says, to add to the drama, each game has an exciting and mysterious story. So we have the phrase, to add to the drama. So this is a kind of transition phrase we use here to make things like more dramatic, like what's going to happen, or more mysterious.
Drama 这个字是戏剧的意思哦。那 add 这个动词是增添，所以 to add to the drama 代表的是让游戏增添戏剧性。那刚刚 Rainbow 也讲到一个字是 dramatic， 就是有戏剧张力的。那每个游戏背后呢，都有一个刺激神秘的故事。Ooh, what is the story about?
So this word we have here is mysterious,
yeah.
And that is an adjective to describe something that's very difficult or hard to understand or explain. So if someone is very mysterious, what do you think they maybe are doing or what do they look like?
Maybe their face is covered.
Oh, like a mask.
Yes.
Or maybe you can't tell if they're a boy or a girl.
Mysterious.
So you can't figure them out. So when a story is mysterious, that means that it could be maybe like a murder or some kind of plot twist or a mystery novel that you have to figure out. Who's the bad guy? We're not sure, so it's mysterious.
Mysterious, 这个形容词就是不可思议的或是神秘的。And in the game, there's a time limit, right?
Oh, that's super scary. So exactly, in the next sentence, it says that it's also a race against the clock. The team must escape before the time runs out. So here's an interesting phrase, a race against the clock. So why are we running at the clock, to the clock, by the clock? So let's find out what it means as we go to today's pocket phrase go.
Pocket phrase go!
炸弹马上就要爆炸的 The bomb will explode in 60 seconds. It's a race against the clock. 有我在就没问题，我就是电影里的超级英雄小石强森。不只是电影里要拆炸弹，身为世界知名的电影演员，我的行程满档，每秒几十万上下，随时随地都在和时间赛跑。英文里面呢，我们就可以说 race against the time or race against the clock。比方说，等一下就要上国语课了啊，惨了，功课还没写完，剩下下课十分钟。I still have an essay to write, and I only have 10 minutes. 惨了，还有一篇论文要写。It's a race against time to finish this homework. I think I'm not going to make it. 啊，真是跟时间赛跑，我觉得我不行了。啊，写功课这种事情，就算是我小石强森，也救不了你了。下次记得早点开始写啦。 Race 这个字是赛跑。所以 a race against the clock or time 代表的是和时间在赛跑，所以团队必须要在时间用光之前逃出密室。Ooh, this is so exciting.
Super exciting. So there we go. We're going to move on to the next paragraph. The next paragraph says, a few years ago, four engineer friends played an escape room together. So it's interesting here because they're engineers. Mm-hmm. Who are engineers? Engineer is somebody that builds...designs, or they basically deal with machines or structures. So in college, the degree that they get is an engineering degree. So here's an example for the word engineer. My uncle is an engineer, and he's really good at problem solving.
Cool. Engineer 这个字呢，就是工程师。那几年之前呢，四位工程师朋友一起玩了密室逃脱。And then what happened?
So afterward, they had plenty of ideas for how to improve the experience. So the adverb afterward means at a later point or after they finished the game. So what did they do? Of course, they're engineers, so they wanted to make things better. So I've always thought that some kind of engineers or mathematicians or scientists designed the room. It's really incredible and really difficult, right? So here is an example sentence for the word afterward. Let's eat first. Afterward, we'll go to the movies.
Sounds good. Afterward 这个字呢，它是一个副词，代表后来或是之后。那很多时候呢，我们会看到它在字尾多了一个 s， 叫做 afterwards， 也是一样的意思哦。So after they played the game, they had plenty of ideas.
Ooh, so the other word in this sentence that Elsie just mentioned is plenty. So this is a pronoun to mean a large amount or basically more than enough. So these engineers had plenty of ideas. They had many ideas to help make the escape room better. So I'm going to give you an example sentence for the word plenty. There are plenty of ice cream options for you to choose from.
So good. Plenty of 就是大量许多的意思。那后面呢，你可以加可数名词或是不可数名词。那它就等于什么呢？就等于 a lot of 或是 lots of 这些我们很熟悉的片语。So how were they going to improve the experience?
So in 2013, they founded Stupid Particle and opened Break Free, their first escape room. So I'm not really surprised that they decided to do it themselves because they're engineers and they're smart. So the word found here, this is a verb that means to establish or start something. Instead of modifying or changing other people's models, why not start your own?
Right.
So here's an example sentence for the word found.He used the money to found an internet business.
Found 这个动词呢，它是创立、创办的意思。那它的三态要注意哦，是 found, founded, founded， 是规则变化。那可能有同学已经想到，哎，这个 found 不就是谁谁谁的过去式吗？那个动词就是 find。那 find 是找到的意思。那 find 的三态是 find, found, found。那回到文章里头呢2013年的时候这几位工程师创立了笨蛋工作室 Stupid Particle 并开设了他们第一间密室逃脱 Break Free 夺命锁链 Wow, so they had the first one 5 years ago How many escape rooms do they have now?
So here it says Now Stupid Particle has several different games in Taipei Taichung and Hsinchu. Oh, we should go together sometime. I would love to check it out.
Yeah, 所以现在台北、台中、新竹都有了，快要全台湾了。But why did they name themselves Stupid Particle?
Oh, such a strange name, right?
So strange.
So here it says, the name Stupid Particle was chosen as every idea starts from a small...particle-sized inspiration. So when I first heard it, I thought it was a very strange name. Interesting because the word particle is a small portion of matter or basically the least possible amount. It sounds like a name that's made up by physicists or something, yeah. right? So then we have inspiration, which is like...A light bulb idea in your head, or a sudden burst of creativity. It usually comes out of nowhere, or we can also say out of the blue. So you can be inspired by something you see in nature or at an art gallery, for example, and have a new idea.
所以他们叫做 stupid particle, particle 这个意思 stupid 我们就不用说就是笨蛋对不对那 particle 它是颗粒微粒那 inspiration 这个字是灵感那叫这个名字是因为啊每一个点子都是从小小的微粒大小的灵感开始的今天的英文练功房呢我们看到 s 这个字当作从属连接词来用哦那它当作从属连接词的时候用来连接主要子句跟从属子句 根据前后文的关系呢 ，as 可以表达以下几种含义。第一个，表示由于或是因为，那就跟 since 还有 because 的意义相近，也就是文章中的用法。那第二个呢，还可以表示随着或是当点点点的时候，那跟 when 还有 while 的意义是相近的。For example, can you wash the dishes as I mop the floors?再来第三个，它还可以表示如同或是和某个东西一样的意思。Please don't move anything. Leave the room as it is. 在第四个呢，它可以表达虽然，那跟 though 还有 although 的意思是相近的。Brave as Kevin may seem, he can't even kill a cockroach. 这句话我们可以说成 although 或是 though Kevin may seem brave, he can't even kill a cockroach.
Alright, so the next part of the article says, it might seem so stupid or crazy that it won't work, but we should follow it anyway. Ah, so now we know why it's stupid, because it was a crazy idea and a wild idea that they wanted to follow. Well, I'm glad that they followed through with it, because it sounds like it's so much fun now.
Yeah, it is very fun now. So we need to go to their escape rooms.
Yes. So the last sentence of the article says, it's explains it really well. It says, the name is meant to encourage others to follow their ideas and try new things in both escape rooms and life. So what does this mean? It means no matter how stupid or impossible something is, or how stupid we think it is, or how scared we are, maybe we should just give it a try, because who knows, it could bebe something really awesome.
Yeah, we have to follow our inspiration. 跟着我们的灵感吧。
Follow your dreams.
我们在最后一个句子当中看到 be meant to do something 代表的是用于意在于做某事。那 stupid particle 这个笨蛋工作室呢，它的名字的用意就是在鼓励其他人跟随点子，尝试新的事物。不仅在密室里要这样，在生活里更要这样做。And after learning the lesson,Why they call themselves Stupid Particle, I like the name more.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
What do you think? You like it a lot?
I think it's at least, at first, it sounds really kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing the background, I think it's pretty smart.
Yeah, because at first I thought, who wanted to call themselves Stupid?
Right. But then it reminds us that it's okay. We can still try it anyway, even if it's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for today's article. And now we're going to go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so we have our For You Chat question, which says, what is the last thing that gave you a great idea? Please explain. So, Elsie.
Wow, so what is the last thing that gave me a great idea? I had this small meeting with several excellent teachers the other day. It was, you know, intense,
really
but
intense.
I got some...really brilliant ideas. We discussed about how to provide our students with more authentic input.
Oh.
Yeah, which gave me a great idea about how to help my students with their English learning.
What was the idea, actually?
So, like, we have to combine the materials with students' real lives.
Okay.
Like, make it connected together, and then...They might be more interested in learning English.
Yeah, otherwise it's super boring, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure all of you feel the same way, too.
So, like, escape rooms, I think students might like this idea.
Yeah.
Hmm. What about you?
Maybe we could do English clues for the escape
room. Oh, yeah,
room.
That's smart. Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
Good.
So, my inspiration most recently probably came from... what is it? Have I been inspired or not?
Last week? No.
A few days ago, I looked into the sky, and it was a very beautiful sky. And there were some very, very blue skies and very, very white clouds. And I saw a dragon in the clouds.
Oh, you look up into the sky and you think, oh, the cloud looks like a dragon.
Yeah, and I became inspired. I thought that I might want to start drawing.
Drawing a cloud or a dragon?
But maybe both.
Both. A cloud and a dragon. And what are they doing together?
Maybe
in your painting.
A cloud that is a dragon or a dragon that is a cloud.
Mysterious!
So this is what we're going to say about inspirations. You can get them anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so I think we have to let our students to discuss about this topic,、
mm-hmm.
okay? And we'll see them pretty soon.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Stupid Particle, a new kind of escape room. Escape rooms have grown in popularity over the last few years. In escape rooms, a team is locked in a set of rooms and must solve puzzles to escape. To add to the drama, each game has an exciting and mysterious story. It's also a race against the clock. The team must escape before the time runs out. A few years ago, four engineer friends played an escape room together. Afterward, they had plenty of ideas for how to improve the experience. In 2013, they founded Stupid Particle and opened Break Free, their first escape room. Now, Stupid Particle has several different games in Taipei, Taichung, and Hsinchu. The name Stupid Particle was chosen as every idea starts from a small, particle-sized inspiration. It might seem so stupid or crazy that it won't work, but we should follow it anyway. The name is meant to encourage others to follow their ideas and try new things in both escape rooms and life.
Vocabulary Review.
Lock. Sherry forgot to lock the door when she left for work this morning. Puzzle. It feels great to finally find out the solution to the math puzzle that Mr. Jones gave us. Engineer. Drake studied computer science in college and became an engineer after he graduated. Afterward. Lucy was in a little pain when the dentist was cleaning her teeth, but she felt better afterward. Plenty. David was unable to come out with us last weekend because he had plenty of homework to do. Found. This successful Italian restaurant was founded by Mr. Harrison and his wife.